of the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Good morning. It is August 9th across Northeast Texas. I'm Daniel Starks. It is Movie Picks with Alice Reese. Alice is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, and she takes time out of her Friday mornings to bring us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a lot of movies we're going to talk about this week. Last week we had a summer preview of sorts, or a coming up movie preview, I guess. Don't want to call it a summer preview because summer's almost over, sadly. But we did have a preview of some movies, and this week we're going to talk about in depth some of those movies we talked about last week. We've got Planes, Elysium, We're the Millers. And for the life of me, I can't remember the last one. Alice,
Blue
what was that
Jasmine.
Last? Blue Jasmine. Okay, thank you. I lost my list. Let's start off with Planes.
This is Disney, but as many people will remind viewers, it is not Pixar. So although Planes is really a spinoff of Cars and has many similarities, it's just not quite the caliber. It's not quite that good. It's 3D. And the kids are going to like it a lot, but they're going to also miss a lot because this thing, it's like for the dads and the World War II vets, the great-grandpas, I guess they are now, who remember the old planes, all these different types, and they're into them in great detail. It's about an aerial race that takes place all around the world. It's called Wings Around the Globe. And this poor little crop duster, who's voiced by Dane Cook, decides that he is going to get into this race. And he's not a fancy plane like all the others. But they spend so much time on the technical jargon. They're very cute characters. They all have little eyes in the cockpits, and their noses are the propellers. And there's some very funny things that happen, but I was just kind of overwhelmed by the technical details of the thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at just the art for this movie, and they look, the eyes you were talking about in the cockpits, I mean, it looks very similar to, you know, Cars.
Right.
But like you said, Cars was Pixar, and or Disney Pixar, and this is just Disney.
It's
so I guess
Disney.
Yeah, so I guess the animators for Cars were part of the Disney, you know, crew, I guess, in order to make them, you know, so alike. Also in this movie, we've got, you said we had Dane Cook as one of them. The other one that's notable is Stacy Keach.
He is the skipper, a Navy Corsair, and they get it all into that about these planes, and they actually have an aircraft carrier that some of the planes get on, and it's cute adventure. I just think most of it is just so over the heads of children. I had trouble following the details. I don't know all this about airplanes. I mean, really specifics into the ailerons, the whole thing, and the whatever.
Right. Well, the reason why I point out Stacy Keach, and, you know, it's kind of a long shot, but he was part of the Bourne epic thing or trilogy, even though there was four of them. But he was in the last one, The Bourne Legacy, which transitions us into Elysium, which is starring Matt Damon.
That's very clever. Okay, that's right.
I'm clever like that. That's what it is.
Well, that is the most versatile actor around, just about, is Matt Damon, who can do really literally everything. And in this one, it's a very physical role. He plays a factory worker, and he's also an ex-con, and he gets irradiated. It's a very terrible thing, but he has a chance, even though the radiation will kill him within 5 days, if he can reach this planet, this space station that's called Elysium, and get away from Earth. Well, at every home there, everybody's got a little machine, kind of like their own MRI, but the thing is, you go through the machine called a med pod, and you're well, no matter what's wrong with you. And so he's trying desperately to get there, and the whole world has become overpopulated, like it is in all the movies. It's in terrible shape, and it takes place in 2154, and the poor are just stuck on Earth, and the former rich Earthlings live on this idyllic space colony called Elysium. And so this is really, I think, a sensationally good movie. I'm really surprised they're putting it out so late in the summer. But it's Neil Blomkamp, who did the writer and director who did the Oscar-nominated District 9. And this is kind of a little bit of a thinking person sci-fi, but it's very exciting. And Matt Damon, you know, he's just unbelievable in this, as I said, very physical role. He gets fitted out with an exoskeleton, so he's kind of like, you know, a RoboCop kind of guy.
This next one is a comedy. It's definitely for adults, I'm sure, but it's got a diverse cast. I wouldn't picture this cast together in a movie like this, but it's called We're the Millers.
Right. It's a vacation movie, but it doesn't have any Chevy Chase, and it doesn't really have a family. There's this pot dealer. His name is David Clark, and he's played by my favorite guy, Jason Sudeikis. I just can't resist this guy. And he corrals a stripper and a couple of kids to play his family, so he can get in an RV and come go to Mexico and come back and look very innocent as he is smuggling a huge amount of marijuana from Mexico. Well, it all sounds like a great idea. Oh, by the way, the stripper is played by Jennifer Aniston, who really does ham up the part a lot. And this is one of those raunchy R comedies that we get in the summer now, and or all year, I guess. And I think this one works pretty well. There's dangerous situations, and I think the cast has a lot of chemistry. And as I said, Jason Sudeikis, he's got this twinkle, and he can just do the most outrageous things and be such a sleazy character, but somehow still come across as charming. And so I really liked We're the Millers. I needed a laugh, and I got one from them.
Well, now the extended version of today's Movie Picks with Alice Reese, because we did unfortunately run out of time on air, but we did have one more movie to talk about called Blue Jasmine. Alice, what's this movie about?
This has got some chances for Oscar consideration. This is Woody Allen, and he's back after a real terrible movie. His last one was in Rome, and it wasn't very good. This is of the caliber of Midnight in Paris and Vicky Cristina Barcelona, which both got Oscar attention. And this is starring Cate Blanchett, who she is the widow of a smuggler. I mean, a smuggler, I'm sorry, a swindler.
There we go. Mixing the two movies there.
He's a swindler. He's kind of a Bernie Madoff kind of guy. And she was living this very high society life in New York City and wealthy and whatever. She changed her name to Jasmine because, well, she just had a whole new identity. And her husband went to prison. And anyway, well, she's lost everything. So she goes to San Francisco to live with her sister in this tiny apartment. And Woody Allen manages to do this. This is mostly, it's a mix. It's a comedy, but it's got a lot of pathos. And even though this person is just not that likable, this Cate Blanchett character, she still gets our sympathy, and we can kind of understand how she got into this situation, but she tries to join the workforce, and it's hilarious. There's very many funny things here, and it's a very, very fine movie.
Well, Miss Alice, thank you once again for this great review on these four movies coming out in theaters. Not three, four. We have that Blue Jasmine to talk about. I'm not going to forget it this time.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We will talk to you again next week.
All right.
You can hear Movie Picks with Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived episodes right here at KETR.org. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Daniel Starks.